Chapter 9. Developing Your Financial Genius. I didn't know I wasn't smart until I went to school. From kindergarten all the way through college, school was a struggle. I also didn't know I was poor until I went to school. When I was 9 years old, my family moved across town, and I went to a school for rich kids. Interestingly, there were two elementary schools directly across the street from each other. On one side of the street was Union School. On the other side was Riverside School. Both were public schools. One school for the rich and the other for the working class. Originally, Union School was for the children of the sugar plantation union workers, hence the school's name. Riverside was the school for the children of sugar plantation owners and managers. I attended Riverside because the house our family lived in happened to be on the side of the street next to the river. Even though I was only 9, I was aware that my classmates at Riverside School lived at a higher standard of living than my family. Many of my rich classmates lived in an isolated community connected by a bridge across the river. Every time I crossed that bridge to play with my friends, I knew I was crossing into a different world. Although rich, my classmates and their families were not snobs. They were friendly people involved in the community. I spent a lot of time at my friends' beach homes, on their boats, and flying in their planes. They did not flaunt their wealth, they shared it. To them, being rich seemed natural, not special. It was a lifestyle and a standard of living. Their lifestyle was not that big a deal to them. It was I who thought their lifestyle was a big deal, sometimes feeling uncomfortable, sometimes out of place, and acutely aware of the standard of living that separated us. At the age of 12, my rich friends went off to private schools, and I continued on through public high school with the kids who went to Union School. In 1974, as I was getting out of the Marine Corps at the age of 27, I knew I wanted to be rich. Even though I had grown up, lost my baby fat, and gotten taller and stronger, in my mind, I was still the shy, fat guy without much money. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur and invest in real estate, but I had no money and no skills. The more I thought about it and compared the life I wanted with what I had, the more I realized that my school teachers were correct. I was average. I had no great skills or talent. I was not smart. If I was going to be rich, I needed to find a way to be at least above my means in every way.